Hey everyone, Brooklyn Weston here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Today we're diving into a powerful duo, mindfulness and stoicism, because let's be real, sometimes our minds are like runaway trains, zooming through thoughts, anxieties, and worries at warp speed. Ever feel overwhelmed by that constant mental chatter? You know that feeling when your to-do list is longer than your arm and every notification feels like an emergency? Well, guess what? There's a way to find peace amidst the chaos, and it combines ancient wisdom with modern mindfulness practices. Stoicism, with its emphasis on reason, self-control, and acceptance, blends beautifully with mindfulness, which teaches us to be present in the moment and observe our thoughts without judgment. Think of it as your personal toolkit for building resilience and finding calm even where life throws you curveballs. Let's break down 5 key takeaways from this powerful combo. First up, understanding your controllables. Stoicism emphasizes that we can only truly control our own thoughts, actions, and reactions. Everything else is beyond our grasp. It's like recognizing the difference between steering your ship and trying to control the weather. So focus on what you can influence. Your attitude, your effort, your choices. Mindfulness helps with this by bringing awareness to those moments when we're tempted to stress over things outside our control. Number 2. The power of acceptance. Stoicism teaches us to accept things as they are, rather than fighting against reality. This doesn't mean being passive, it means acknowledging situations, even the tough ones, without letting them consume you. Mindfulness helps with this by teaching us to observe our emotions and thoughts without resistance. You see, when we fight against what is, we create more suffering. Accepting things as they are allows us to move forward with clarity and grace. Next up, living in the present moment. We all get caught up in dwelling on the past or worrying about the future. But Stoicism reminds us that true happiness lies in the present moment. Mindfulness takes this a step further by actively training our minds to be fully engaged in the now. Think about it, enjoying your coffee, savoring a conversation, appreciating the beauty of a sunset. These are all moments worth experiencing fully. Number 4. Cultivating inner peace. This is the ultimate goal, right? Stoicism and mindfulness both offer powerful tools for achieving inner peace. Stoicism helps us develop mental fortitude and resilience, while mindfulness teaches us to calm the incessant chatter of our minds. It's like finding a quiet oasis within the storm of everyday life. And finally, embracing virtue. Stoicism emphasizes living a virtuous life, being honest, just, courageous, and wise. Mindfulness helps us cultivate these virtues by bringing awareness to our actions and intentions. Remember, it's not about perfection, it's about striving to be our best selves. Let me tell you a quick story that perfectly illustrates this whole mindfulness and stoicism thing. Imagine you're standing in line at the grocery store, right? And suddenly, the person in front of you starts having a meltdown because they can't find their phone. It's chaos. You could get swept up in the drama, feel your own frustration rising, or even judge the person losing it. But here's where mindfulness and stoicism come in. You take a deep breath, acknowledge the situation, but remind yourself that you can't control this person's behavior. Focus on what you can control: your own reactions, your patience. Maybe even offer a kind word or smile to de-escalate the situation. See? Even in the midst of chaos, you can find calm and choose how you respond. That's the power of this combination. So, remember, mindfulness and stoicism aren't just abstract concepts. They're practical tools for navigating life's ups and downs with grace and resilience. Start small, maybe try a few minutes of mindful breathing each day while consciously practice accepting things as they are. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who could use a little dose of calm and wisdom. And if you have any thoughts, stories, or questions, drop them in the comments below. I love hearing from you guys. Until next time, keep striving for that inner peace.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.